With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A can of pepper spray, a stun gun, and a firearm seized at the Ambassador Bridge after a vehicle was sent to secondary inspection last Tuesday. Border officials also seized almost $1,200 in U.S. cash. They say two people were sent back to the U.S., are banned from Canada, and will have to pay some fines. The Canada Border Services Agency reminds Americans to leave their weapons at home. A more environmentally responsible Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. Organizers say the race from May 31st to June 2nd on Detroit downtown streets will employ a number of strategies to lessen its environmental impact. Those include offsetting carbon emissions, broadening recycling and waste diversion programs, and using tires made of rubber derived from a desert shrub. Excitement is building about an announcement Honda is expected to make that will boost Ontario's new electric vehicle manufacturing sector. The carmaker is expected to announce a new EV factory in Alliston. The CBC says the venture could be twice the $7 billion investment of the Volkswagen plant in St. Thomas. President of the Automotive Manufacturers Association of Canada, Fulvio Volpe, says it could be Honda's biggest bet anywhere on the planet. It's fair to ask those doing really well to contribute a little more. That was Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland's response to questions about the latest group to come out against an increase in the capital gains tax, the Canadian Medical Association. President Kathleen Ross told the Toronto Star the increase could impact recruitment and retention of doctors in Canada. The amount that will be taxed is going up from half to two-thirds. The federal government says it would impact just 40,000 Canadians, but the association says it'll affect many more than that. A second motion to lift the ban on keffiyehs at Queen's Park has failed. The NDP introduced this one too. The Globe and Mail says even Premier Doug Ford thinks it's divisive, but many Conservative MPs vetoed it anyways. The scarf is significant to Palestinians. And the U.S. is moving closer to forcing TikTok's parent company to either sell the app or face a ban. The Associated Press says the Senate passed legislation, but it still needs to be signed by President Joe Biden. The Jays lost last night to the Royals 3-2, while the Tigers won 4-2 against the Rays. Lakeshore took game one against New Hamburg 3-2 in overtime. NHL playoffs last night, the Jets lost to the Avalanche 5-2 in game two, tying that series up, and the Canucks lost to Nashville 4-1, tying that series up too. Might get a shower this morning, but clearing up later on this afternoon, and windy today with a high of 10 on the way. Clear tonight, minus 1 with frost. Tomorrow will be sunny, bit warmer, 13. And 17 on Friday and sunny. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.